Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. First full weekend of March. Can you believe it? We've got, you know, we're starting on our third month of the year already.
Yes. Does fly by when you're having fun.
It really does. And this is Houston Fishing Show weekend. Big event. Open Wednesday. Runs through this Sunday. And already crowds have shown up. Great time. Lots of deals going on. And to kind of wrap up the preview that we've had been doing the past 3 weeks, going to have Mark Nichols, Texas boy that went east to Florida.
DOA.
Yeah. Lures. Tell you what, a great, great lineup of baits. Mark's going to join us and give us some tips and updates as to what's going on. Plus, we've got some news from around the Lone Star State, as well as other events that are occurring in Texas. So we'll be talking about that in the program. Plus, you said you're not going to do an on or off road this week.
No.
Then Bill's going to pick on electric cars.
Right. You need one.
No. I'll tell you what, we got a great show headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
And once again, we start the month of March, and that's rodeo time. Actually, rodeo time in other parts of the Lone Star State has already come and gone. Yeah, Fort Worth, San Antonio, great show.
Yeah, but Houston started the 4th.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of great things in Texas, mm-hmm. hope everybody remembers that back on Monday,
yeah,
we signed the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm. That we
back
did.
In 1836.
Ours, yeah,
yes, ours. Well, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, on Friday of this week, mm-hmm. The Alamo fell.
Yeah.
And it, along with Goliad, became the rallying cries
mm-hmm. right.
through the runaway scrape and all mm-hmm. the way to April 21 when we kicked Santa Ana's butt.
That, and we sure did. Yeah. And speaking of kicking butt, though,
yeah.
I wish I'd been there, but I just kind of avoid the crowds. I've had a lot of crowds, you know, in my life, really. I just kind But Willie Nelson, what, 87 now?
Yeah.
And he, a crowd of over 70,000 at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and he just blew them away.
Willie's still getting it. Speaking of the
yeah.
rodeo,
yeah,
folks, Harold has a Facebook page.
Yeah,
and it is a hoot. But you've posted a picture. One I loved was of your dad
mm-hmm.
walking in the Sam Houston Coliseum. Or I guess he's actually behind the chutes getting ready for...
No, he's walking in.
Oh, he's walking in?
Yeah.
Okay, but getting ready for the Saddle Bronc?
Second round of Saddle Bronc.
Okay.
Yeah, 1948.
All right. Pretty neat. But the one that got me, and I went, no. No, He recently posted an early photo of a young Harold Gunn with his grandfather and aunt.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you without the mustache.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, at that age, no, it hadn't started yet. Yeah, because that's early 50s.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, we're heading to the rodeo to watch Dad ride.
Right. Well, I took the photo and pulled it off.
Oh?
And photoshopped in a mustache.
Oh, did you?
And it looks like you now, you know?
Did
I mean,
you? Are you going to send that to me? That's too funny. But those were great times, and it's interesting, too, and a lot of reaction I'm getting off people off that stuff. Oh, black and white photos, too. Those are great. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the one of me, that's the person selling the pictures is what that came from. You know, out in front of the Coliseum, you're walking in, click, hi there, you know?
Sure.
But a bunch of people, did you see Gene fall off the horse? Did you see Gene being tied to the horse? You know,
talking about
Gene Autry.
Right.
And yeah, the man enjoyed his booze, okay? I had the great good honor of meeting him several times, along with my dad. And at that age, I didn't know about the booze, you know?
Sure.
It was just Gene. And he was wonderful. He was warm. He was funny. He loved his audience. He loved spending time with people.
Right.
And that was part of it, too, where he'd drive the producers kind of nuts because Gene would be riding how they used to ride around the fence
sure.
and shake hands.
Right.
And Gene would stop and just get in this long-winded conversation with somebody. You know, they wanted to get the show going.
Right.
But he was a great guy and a very, very smart man, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was because you look at, you know, the LA Angels, Flying A Petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to, if you look closely, you realize that in essence, Gene owned Roy because the Roy Rogers television show was a Flying A production.
Ah, okay. Well, speaking of a bit of nostalgia in black and white, and from one Gene, Gene, mm-hmm. to Janes.
Okay.
I'm looking at your jeans, and for kids in the 50s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cuffs rolled up.
Correct.
And, you know,
like the Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that was kind of the style
Correct.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
For kids growing up,
they were hemmed. Yeah, because you're growing.
So
at
you
that
just,
age,
you just roll them down.
Look at me. I'm out gained a quarter inch a week. Because one of my friends back from school days who knew my folks, too, and she's
right.
just a sweetheart, Carolyn Benjamin. I can't think of her last name now. But Carolyn, a short, gorgeous girl, gorgeous. And she sent a thing, and we're both still that short.
Yeah.
You know, then somebody said something else about me, and I said, well, I grew through my hair, and then I stopped growing.
That's right. Speaking of nostalgia,
yeah.
A friend of mine, she was an oncology nurse, or mm-hmm. it still is, but at MD Anderson, Melissa mm-hmm. Riederhouse, posted something that I thought was really cool. Bacon-wrapped, deep-fried onion rings.
Huh.
Onion, slice of onion,
yeah.
wrapped with bacon, deep-fried. And it made me think.
Sounds good.
It made me think of a restaurant that's no longer around. A lot of great restaurants in Houston have come
sure.
and gone. Many friends of ours, you know,
correct
as well.
Correct.
But at Richmond on the Brazos River,
mm-hmm.
the Old Richmond Drive-In, known as having the world's best enchiladas. They were known for their deep-fried onion rings, but they also had deep-fried bell pepper rings that were phenomenal.
I'll be.
And you can get a half and half basket, and of course,
well, everything's good chicken fried.
Huh? Oh, sure. Chicken fried. Absolutely.
Hey, a little news. Thing here from National Shooting Sports Foundation that the Knicks checks off to a really strong start this year, rounding out good news for the industry. The adjusted figures for January of 2020 posted an 18.6% increase over January 19. Now, this is the numbers, too, are wild. Up to 1,171,478 from 988,000 last year. The total, it was the third busiest January on record. Behind 13-16, 20's year-over-year increase continued a streak that started in May of 19, the adjusted figures exceeding those observed in the corresponding month of the prior year. So we're on a roll.
Here in the Lone Star State, we've got Balmoray State Park. They've decided to extend the closure through the summer of 2020. A lot of repairs are being done to that spring-fed water body, that little swimming hole, if you would. Kind of interesting. My construction days, real estate days, kind of reared its head when I looked at this and I went, obviously no performance clause in the contract, you know, to get it done.
Right.
But you can go to the Balmoray State Park webpage to get updates. Here is something neat. It happens every 4 years, and it happened on, we had a leap day weekend. Two anglers caught the second and third Toyota Share Lunkers. Joe Castle caught the first of the weekend from Lake Nacogdoches, a whopping 15.34 pound bass that measured 25 and a half inches long. He caught it on a Senko wacky rigged in 3 feet of water. Now, that is a great story unto itself, but angler Blake Cockrell caught the second fish of the weekend. If his name is familiar, he caught the first share lunker of the season from Lake Allen Henry, 14-pounder. But he caught a 13.2-inch pound, 26.5-inch on a jig in 15 feet of water while fishing in a Lubbock Bankliners tournament on March 1st.
Wow.
So, you know, that's impressive. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to catch a, you know, share lunker.
Yeah, but two.
But two, and from the same lake within, you know, about a week. You
so
know,
he's like, what, one in three?
For this year.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Interesting little leap year thing, just real quick. I thought it was so much fun in the one of the papers. A gentleman celebrating his 25th birthday.
Yes.
Except he was 100.
Right.
Isn't that great?
That is great. And a final note, chronic wasting disease has been discovered in a 5.5-year-old white-tailed deer in Kimball County Deer Breeding Facility, marking the first positive detection of the disease in the county. They will continue to monitor, and CWD is here, and
we gotta watch it.
And there's going to be some other things that will probably end up taking place.
Yeah, and right quick, one of my least favorite things. What time am I supposed to get up Sunday morning to move my clock forward?
2 o'clock, but you're not going to get up. No, just do it beforehand.
Get up.
Yeah. Actually, what I end up doing.
I do it the next day. No, I do it when I wake up.
No, I do it ahead of time. I do it ahead of time just to kind of get going on.
It doesn't help.
No.
Really?
You're right. It doesn't. It's mind games,
yes,
folks.
Correct,
mind games.
Correct.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets as well as the outdoor report headed your way. So stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 43 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts at the premier, it's where outdoor enthusiasts relax.
There we go.
At the premier fishing and hunting destination.
I heard you relax there a lot.
I do. On the western Gulf Coast, Getaway Lodge is an easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. And folks, tell you what, the reason why I'm laughing, not only did I mess up, the fact that they're right next to the Texas Outdoors Journal booth.
At the fishing show.
Yeah, yeah. Sandra and Ruben Garza, you know, just great people that keep things running when Sutton's out. Mike Sutton, the owner, is off doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do have a great aisle at the Houston Fishing
Show. That's what you
show.
Said, yeah.
I mean, it's fun. And they're just a hoot to be next to and always picking. So something's going on. Get down to the Houston Fishing Show and see them and make your booking arrangements for spring.
And the fall.
Because
they're already booking
the
for
fall.
The fall.
They are.
Blast and cast.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And those are going fast. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com. Or call them at 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
And I want to congratulate our producer, Bob Vance, on his new procedure.
Yeah.
And then you got one coming up, and then I'm looking forward probably into the fall for once. We'll have some more to
talk
about.
Supporting the medical industry.
Yeah, right. We probably have a wing named after us.
Right. Actually, Bob's getting around really good. I'm jealous of how well he's getting around.
Yeah, a total hip replacement. And just quick.
Yeah.
He was tap dancing when I walked in earlier. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He couldn't tap dance
before. He really didn't need to take that time off.
Right.
You know, it's obvious.
Obvious.
You know, he's just slacking, you know. So
looking for sympathy. Anyhow, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's only rated as fair, but Sunday's a good one. Monday and Tuesday are the first of two of the four best days of the week. Wednesday's another good day before Thursday and Friday are two more best days. Next weekend, Saturday's rated as good. Next Sunday's another fair day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to begin feeding during the mid-afternoon hours and continue until either side of sunset. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continue to forage until mid-morning. On Monday, March the 9th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Tuesday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low. Wednesday is another three-tide day, two high, one low. Thursday through next Saturday, another trio of days that each have a double tide schedule. Next Sunday, we will have a single tide schedule of one high and one low.
It's time for the Outdoor Report, and that's brought to you by the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't. Not until you've been to the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show that runs through this Sunday, March 8th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all over the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. A special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited and Texas Coastal Brigade on both Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show running through this Sunday, March 8th, at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com. And heading to the coast, where I want to recognize two longtime friends and guides over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu. Big Lake Guide Service.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Mary Poe, and then, of course, their son grew up and has come along and is a part of the business.
Right.
They're moving their operation to Dolphin Island, Alabama.
Huh.
I posted something in, I don't know, it was in the middle of a deadline, and I put Georgia, which I knew better. But it's Dolphin Island, Alabama. Beautiful, beautiful part of the Alabama coast.
Hmm.
Their website is realgypsyfishing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call. They've got some new waters, some new opportunities fishing, and good folks. Speaking of Calcasieu, it, along with Sabine Lake, fishing has been okay. Better fishing for redfish. Particularly around any mud flats on Sabine, around the clamshell beds that are around the mouths of the bayous on the Louisiana side. Trinity Bay, we've got the power plants giving us some water into the north side of Trinity Bay, and that really turns on the redfish action. Freeport, we've got flounder action good around the bridge. Sheep's Head are migrating to all the jetties up and down the coast. As their spawns taking place. Port O'Connor, trout and redfish are good on shrimp. Rockport, redfish are good using mullet, mud minnows or blue crab around the flats and channel edges. Port Aransas, black drum can be found near the south jetty and are best on blue crab. Corpus Christi, flounder have been good on mullet around the rocks. Baffin Bay, redfish are good along the flats on mullet or shrimp. Speckled trout are best on swim baits along the edge of the various rocks that are there. Port Mansfield, unchanged from the last report, dealt with some winds, but Captain Nathan Bebout said lure selection has been absolutely key the past couple of weeks. One of the best things he noticed is the pre-front bite. Corky, Fat Boys, and Soft Dine XLs have worked best, targeting fish in thigh to knee-deep water. Following the front, soft dines and soft plastics have been good in thigh to shin deep as the water kind of cools off toward the nighttime.
Okay.
But some good trout have been caught. And finally, at Port Isabel, sheep's head have been good around the rocks on mullet.
Okay, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with topwater worms and flashers pushing the spawn spots. Conroe. Dropped it here. Largemouth bass are good in creeks on soft plastic, spinners, and jigs. Hybrid striped bass are fair on shad. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Fork. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows, staging near the creeks in 12 to 18 feet of water. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on vibrating jigs, Carolina rigs, Texas rig creature baits. Look for them on the edge of the creek channel, holding about 10 feet of water with some more shallow. Bass are beginning to stage. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the creek channels on the north end and edge of the creek channels on the south end, with the bigger crappie coming from around the stumps in the creek channel. Livingston. Black bass activity is very high in creeks and coves with worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. White bass are good on spoons. Nackanich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners, jigs, crankbaits, creature baits in creeks and coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows under the bridges. Big Lake Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good spawning in shallower structure on creek edges with worms, jigs, and spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and jigs spawning in the shallow vegetation. Somerville. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbait, larger spinners and jigs near the creeks and moving shallower to creeks and coves. Tewakinee. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait in 25 to 45 feet of water. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs and jigs in the same, not really the same, 25 to 40. We lost 5 feet there. Okay, Texoma. Striped bass are good using slabs, shad imitations, and live shad. Whitney. Black bass are good on crankbaits, watermelon, red plastic worms, and jigs while fishing near or in creeks. White bass are good in pre-spawn mode near the creeks. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and worms, as well as spinners and jigs, fishing dock structures and natural shorelines with creeks. Crappie are good on chartreuse jigs and minnows in 22 to 30 feet of water, near submerged structure or brush.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, we're big friendly. Amistad Reservoir is about 32 and a half feet low, and that is in advance of the spring irrigation drawdown, so anticipate water levels going down, but largemouth bass remain good on topwaters. Spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and worms working points from the deeper areas to shallow water with spawning activity increasing. Bronick, one of our power plant lakes, largemouth bass are good, and they're starting to spawn. Hitting topwaters, plastic worms, spinners, and jigs work close to the bank or any other structure. Choke Canyon Reservoir, largemouth bass are good on jigs and worms and topwaters near the bank, especially in vegetative areas. Corpus Christi, white bass remain good in the Nueces River on minnows moving upstream. Allen Henry, hey, two share lunkers this year, not bad. But bass are good on jigs and spinners between 8 and 16 feet of water. O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on worms, crankbaits, and minnows in coves and creeks.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners in 4 to 10 feet and shallower. Big Lake Buchanan, white bass are good on minnows and slabs when fishing deeper water and using sonar to locate schools of bait fish. Canyon, largemouth bass are good in creeks and grassy shorelines with crankbaits, drop shot red or brown worms and spinners. Catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, black bass are good in spawn activity in creeks and inlets on watermelon and green jigs and worms, spinners, and lipless crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs around brush and docks. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and lipless crankbaits in warm water coves and creeks.
On the hunting scene, we're about to wrap up another regulated season. The late goose conservation season in the East Zone, that's 123 counties, will close next weekend on March 15. And through August 31, the javelina season South Zone and the other open counties squirrel season continues through August 31. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mark Nichols, DOA Lures. We're talking fishing here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with the vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. Right now, folks, we need to be feeding cottonseed. It's real simple. Bucks have come off the rut. In fact, as recently as just a few weeks ago, we had reports of bucks still running doe in South Texas. So, that rut continues. Read something from Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin about how bucks respond to the threat of coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
After the rut, they're so ramped up on testosterone
right.
that the fear goes away. They'll just stand there, even though they really can't respond, you know, like they normally would to coyotes. So we need to feed them that cottonseed to help replenish what they lost.
And also, you said pigs don't eat it.
And they don't eat it.
That's interesting.
Coons don't eat it either.
Ah.
So for more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. From hunting to fishing with a really great guy. A lot of fun every time I get with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures, and has a great lineup of baits. And it seems like if he's not on the road traveling, and if he's in Florida or in Texas, the guy's on the water fishing. Mark, are you fishing this morning?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I can't say that we've caught a lot, but I'm fishing.
Well, that's why we call it fishing and not catching, right?
that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, this is Harold, man. It's good to hear from you. I haven't seen you in years. Bill says you still look Bill says you still look decent.
Yeah, you look great from here. You look great from here too.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it is always fun to see you. And of course, we're celebrating the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show. DOA Lures is right across from the Texas Outdoors Journal booth, as well as our friends at Getaway Lodge. We've got a fun aisle. And Ed Zayek, Captain Brian Barrera, and Captain
Senior Moment.
Yes, and I knew I was going to do that.
Who's over there? Ruby, maybe?
Yeah, that's who. Ruby Delgado. I don't know why. I'm sorry, Ruby. You know, great little gal, great fisherman.
She's an excellent angler.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're kind of holding down the fort for you. Let's run through some things because springtime, flooded tides, are starting to head our way over the next few weeks. And for those that get into the back marsh and back lake areas, PT7 time, isn't it?
PT7 can be awesome if you got that, you know, the situation where you need something that you can throw through anything. That's the bait to have, you know, that weedless and long casting, a cast a country mile. I just got one of those new electronic Shimano reels, and that is not right. I don't think they should allow that to happen. I was born in Texas, and I learned how to throw a bait caster that was clunky as it could be. Now they got these things, and it's just cheating because anybody can cast and not get a backlash, and it's just not fair.
Yeah, we need to learn about those professional overruns for sure, and how to pick them out. You know,
exactly.
But the neat thing about that, and we talk about flooded marsh and grass areas, but even later in the year when we've got so much floating grass, that and the topwater bites on, that's another time that that PT7 bait really shines.
It's an excellent tool, you know, and I'm really fortunate that I get reports from, you know, from people all over the U.S., you know, and, you know, I've got guys on the west coast of Florida, both, you know, pretty far up north toward the panhandle as well as way down south. There's been just buying the dog doo-doo out of the 5.5 glow jerkbait, and they're just nose-hooking it. They're not putting the weight in it.
Right.
And they're suspending it like it's a needlefish. And this time of year, when that water's still pretty chilly, the needlefish are around, and it's a good targeted fish for a good targeted bait for the trout and the redfish both.
You know who really introduced me to focusing on the needlefish were years ago when I started going to Lake Calcasieu and our buddy Captain Terry Shaughnessy. You know, focusing on the needlefish, I'll be honest, I thought, oh, God, we're looking at bass fishing over here in Louisiana. Mm. But it works. I mean, it really does work. It works very well.
Oh, yeah, it does. Absolutely.
I'll tell you something else that works on a crossover, and folks, you all that think that DOA is only a saltwater lineup of baits, our friend, restaurateur of China Gardens, Richard Jew.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mark, he is tearing up the crappie using your little bitty shrimp and jigging for crappie, both in shallow water when they're spawning and as well as deeper water. And I don't know if you've gotten any other reports. We're putting in Texas Outdoors Journal some photos at Richard.
As a matter of fact, yes, we're selling a ton of them. You know, we offer that, I think, in like a 40-pack or something like that. And we've been selling a ton of them in the lakes around here too. Same thing, you know, it's something that, you know, you can put a little bitty ball head, you know, crappie jig on there and you're ready to go. And we make a lot of good colors, you know, and sometimes they want to eat just bright pink, sometimes they want to eat that chartreuse, and sometimes they just want to eat our clear, which I found to be very effective, which surprised me, but it's done very well for us too.
We're visiting with
I love glow and everything.
Absolutely. Great lineup of colors. And we're visiting with Mark Nichols, owner of DOA Lures, their website, doalures.com. Mark, we're up against the mid-show break, so if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about fishing with DOA Lures right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures, their website, doalures.com. Mark, I have to admit, last time we fished together down at Getaway Lodge, you pulled out some new hooks, some big wide-gap hooks, and some new crimp-on weights. And on your website, folks, you can go to the doalures.com under spare parts, their hooks and weights they have, and rattles as well. But I was skeptical when we were rigging these on your cow lineup of baits. This was your screw, I think the big screw lock hooks, and you had your crimp on weights. But let me tell you what, I am a fan of those things.
They're so user-friendly. You can fish it through any grass in the world, and your hookup percentage is still high, and that deep gap hook is why it's so effective, is because when that fish eats it, he drives that hook up, and it exposes the point. As simple as that. It also, you know, the 3-0 that we make in that screw lock, it also is heavy enough where even without a weight, I can put that in our shad, and it's I ordered that size because it fits our shad beautifully, and it lets that bait swim. You can fish it, you know, just weightless. The hook itself is heavy enough, and like you say, with the deep gap, it serves as a keel. So the bait tracks upright and really swims really nice. And so it's a really good way to fish it as if it's a swim bait. But then, of course, you know, these days, you know, I've been going down there and I put that 3-0 and a snake or a shad, but I put a bullet sinker in front of it.
Okay. All right.
Because I wanted to thump that bottom hard. I wanted to get down in that grass for those reds, but I don't want to snag. So I've got a weedless hook, and I've got that bullet sinker that drops it like a jig head, because if I'm fishing for reds specifically, I want that bait to go straight down and thump that bottom hard. I don't want it to glide. I want it to go straight down, and that bullet sinker gets it straight down, and but you're still weedless, which makes for a really good combo.
Well, there's some versatility to your pinch-on weights, right. And you can run the full weight, or you can break that soft lead off and use something a lot lighter to really fine-tune your presentation, right?
Right. We make two sizes. One is 1/8 ounce, the other is 1/4, but like you say, they're soft lead. I can cut that 1/8 in half, you know, if it's a 1/16, just, you know, whatever I need to keep it tracking the way I want it to track.
And, what?
Before it won't be too long before we'll have we'll be buying a spin cast machine and doing a lot of our own leads. By the way, our leads are poured in the United States.
Good point.
I've been to China. I've seen little kids in a room without a fan pouring lead, and they'll be dead. So that we can go have fun. Mm. That's absurd, you know. So, I endorse having stuff made here. We shoot all of our own plastic ourselves in-house at this point, which is pretty awesome. And so, you know, we're just actually, I've been fortunate enough where I've hired some really responsible people, so I can sit on my rear end out here on my casting platform and fish and pretend like I'm actually working and being productive.
That's great, Mark. With all the new stuff too. I mean, what else? I mean, you guys have been innovators forever. Is there anything else new to talk about?
Well, you know, I mean, the stuff that I would be slightly redundant, but. You know, if we get together and start fishing together, if the first bait I'm going to have tied on, if we're fishing trout and reds and we're waiting, one of my first primary baits at this point is our snake. They perceive that as a marine eel, and they eat it like it's candy. Redfish will not leave it alone. You know, since I shoot that bait in a coil, if you move it an inch, the tail just waggles like crazy. So you don't have to give a real hard, you know, presentation. A very small movement with that bait has a tremendous action to it. So it makes it, to me, you know, I did not design it for speckled trout or redfish. I didn't even think about them. I thought about cobia, you know, i.e. ling, and I thought about largemouth bass. But now, if I'm redfishing, I got that silly thing tied on. And we will use that screw lock, the 3-0, and just screw it in the nose, and again, put a bullet sinker inside of it and dredge it through that grass, and those fish love eating it.
Yeah, you just answered my question on how you're rigging that, and so that's your 3-0 screw lock hook then, right?
Right.
The other lineup of baits that you've got, and of course this is in the Cal lineup, and I ask you this every year, and folks, you've maybe heard this before, but I love what CAL is the acronym of. What does CAL stand for, Mark?
Well, I looked at it like I'm in the paper towel business. CAL stands for cheap ass lure. A lot of people have them. We make a durable plastic where we want it to last. Most people put 8 or 10 in a bag. We put 12 in a bag.
There you go.
I'm interested in giving the customer a good value deal. And we are selling, especially in Texas right now, gazillions of 50 packs.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. People buying 50 packs. You know, if you're a hardcore fisherman and you go out in a day, you know, you can go through a dozen baits without any trouble. And if you got 4 of you on board, that's 48 baits.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures. Their website, doalures.com. They are also on the 200 aisle at the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show. Captain Ruby Delgado, Captain Brian Barrera, and Ed Zayak are all there holding down the fort. And Let me tell you what. I mean, y'all have some space there, and you got a bunch of selections. I think you must have brought the whole warehouse with you when it came to color selections, Mark.
Well, you know, everybody's got their own thing that they believe in. And I think it's really pretty funny that, you know, Brian, young man over there, he came into our shop one day, and he says, I'm going to pick out the ugliest one I can find and see how I can do with it. So he picked out the orange over yellow belly, and it is truly an ugly bait, and it catches fish like crazy. We crack up. It's just not right.
Well, and the neat thing is you're talking about three experienced anglers that are there in the DOA booth at the Houston Fishing Show. And I mean, yeah, they're there to sell product, but they're also there to share some tips and techniques. That's the great thing about it. This is your pro staff that's there.
Yes. You know, and, one thing that I'm proud of my pro staff, I don't like blowing smoke up people's rear end. You know, I tell them what's going to work and what's not going to work. I don't say, oh yeah, every one of them catches fish, because it's not true. And, I have on a ladyfish right now that is so incredibly small that it's almost embarrassing. But what are you going to do?
Hey, Mark, where can we buy your stuff, man?
Well, you know, they've got them anywhere from FTU to all the Bass Pros to the March of the World to, we have tons of small shops that carry our products, but all the mass merchants do. And, like, I don't blame any merchant for not having all that we carry, because there's no way anybody's going to carry all that we have.
And what about online?
We sell a ton online.
Okay.
Yeah.
And more all the time.
And if somebody's out or they don't have a color or you want to try something, go to DOALures.com. Let me wrap this up, folks, by telling it. I'm not going to go into the detail, but I was with Mark Nichols on a fishing trip, and when it comes to ethics, and he talks about, I'd rather tell people what's right and mm-hmm. shoot straight with them.
Yeah.
That is exactly how this man is. Have respected him for years, and just another level of respect on the incident that he and I both remember on a fishing trip when he said, nope, we're not going to do it that way, you know, mm-hmm. and we'll let it go at that. But,
okay.
Mark, listen, safe travels, good fishing, folks, go to DOALures.com or go to the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show and check out all that they have available. Mark, thanks for being our guest today.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for all your support.
Thank you, Mark. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated, off-road/on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, let me see here. This Sunday, of course, we're talking about it. Daylight savings time on March the 8th. Through Sunday, March the 8th, I've heard about this, the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston. For info, HoustonFishingShow.com. March 13, Highland Lakes Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Marble Falls. Go online, nwtf.org, for that information. March 14, Greater Texas Hill Country Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Fredericksburg. Check that out at rmef.org and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Want to thank our guest today, Mark Nichols, DOA Lures. Good stuff, folks.
It's been good stuff forever.
Oh yeah, it really has. Started with his shrimp, and of course, just keeps modifying it and bringing up new things. Let me tell you what, I'm really impressed. When I saw them, I thought it would work well. Those really small mini shrimp that we were talking about, mm-hmm. that Richard Jew from China Garden, you know, has been catching
all those
crappie.
Fish,
yeah. Yeah. So, but go to DOALures.com or go to the Houston Fishing Show and stop by and say hi and pick up some new baits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Can't have too much. Get that 50-pack you're talking about, right? Anyhow, hey, do remember to check our website out, okay? TexasOutdoorNews.com, because there's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations there. Plus, we archive all of our shows. So if you go, did they say that there was a fishing show in Houston? How do I find out about that? Go to the website, and you can find out about it. Also, of course, we are all over the internet, so Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And, you know, you get on those sites, like us, okay? That helps build the audience, and we appreciate that because we want to spread the word about what's going on in this great state of ours when it comes to hunting and fishing. Okie doke. And do remember, of course, that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Still, the number one selling vehicle, not just truck, the number one selling vehicle in the great U.S. of A.
Hey.
An amazing story, okay? Again, if you catch them doing it wrong out there, turn them in, whether it's on the water or in the field. Call 800-792-GAME. That's Operation Game Thief. And while you're at it, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.